You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, April 26, 2018, week 244. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
This is Destiny Pizza. It's time for America, sweetheart. Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready. Give me some interesting facts.
This person is deaf in their right ear from a virus as an infant.
Whoa. Deaf in their right virus as an infant. Is it Andre the Giant?
It's not Andre the Giant.
Okay.
I don't think we've done a posthumous.
I don't think we have either.
It's not this person's alive still.
Is it Lou Ferrigno?
It's not Lou Ferrigno.
All right. Go ahead. Just the big giant people who talk just funny.
Just people who talk funny, yeah.
That means they're kind of deaf, right? All right. Give me another one.
I think it's because of the size of their tongue.
Oh. All right.
This person told USA Today in 2011, if they did not dye their hair, it would be entirely gray. They went gray at 24.
Great. Wow. Huh.
You're like, is Anderson Cooper?
that was my first thought. I was like, he didn't gray his hair?
So he doesn't sound like a deaf person.
That's great.
Gay? Did Drew say gay?
One of those. All right, give me another fact.
This person lost out their role of Kaladin Hockley in Titanic to Billy Zane.
Who could it be? Could it be? I don't know. Don't know who it is.
Mike Myers is known to have resurrected this person's acting career.
Ooh.
Wasn't Mike Myers America's Sweetheart last week? Was it?
It was recently. Let's see. Who would Mike Myers resurrect career?
That was Jeremy Renner last week. Let me give you a hint.
Yes.
This person became close friends with Mike Myers while filming Wayne's World. And Myers gave this person an unbilled role in Austin Powers International Man of Mystery, although the scene was deleted in editing.
Oh. What? Who could it be? Don't know.
This person was very good friends with Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen in their teenage years.
A lot of people seem to be friends with them. Huh.
I think they even made like childhood videos all together. They all grew up on like the same street.
Is it Cary Elwes? Elwes?
It's not Cary Elwes.
All right. Just gonna name everybody from The Princess Bride. I think that's my strategy.
To my knowledge, this person is not in The Princess Bride.
Oh, okay. Maybe they're in a deleted scene also.
This person left the television series West Wing. Reports vary as to why, but it seems to have been a combination of salary dispute and screen time dispute. Though they later appeared in the first 16 episodes of the next season.
It's not Martin Sheen, because that's the dad of Charlie Sheen.
But he did know.
But they were friends, years. Maybe. Let's see. What else in that show?
This person was one of the 9 original members of the 1980s Brat Pack.
Brat Pack.
How well do you know your Brat Packers?
Not that well.
If I gave you a list of the other 8, would it give it away?
Yeah, probably. Go for it. Maybe. I don't know.
Judd Nelson. Demi Moore.
It's not going to give it away at all.
Anthony Michael Hall. Sean Penn. Ally Sheedy. Molly Ringwald. Emilio Estevez, and Andrew McCarthy.
Did not help at all. Let's see.
Would you say this one is literally the most difficult America's Sweetheart you've ever had?
Oh, is it Rob Lowe?
It is Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe! Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Ah, duh, it was Rob Lowe. West Wing. I should have got him. Why I was thinking.
That was awesome.
I was thinking every other person in West Wing, and I was like, not them. Rob Lowe, America's Sweetheart.
Yeah. What is his real name?
His real name's Rob Lowe, no? That's not his real name?
Yeah, but I like to look at his full name. Robert Helper Lowe.
Hepler. Help? Hepler. Oh, I was like, Helper? What a Hepler weird name.
Lowe. How tall is Robert Hepler Lowe?
Mike? I'm going to say he's 5'10".
You would be selling him a little short, because he's 5'11".
All right.
Nailed
close.
It.
Close.
How old?
Ooh.
I'll give you a hint. His birthday was just last month.
So such a big hint.
So whatever you're thinking.
Gonna one second. Out of here.
Yeah, just add one.
Let's go. All right. Let's go 54.
He is, because I hate doing math, 54.
I'm right.
Yeah.
Yep. I was thinking 53.
Born in.
I added that year.
Did you really?
I was really thinking 53.
Yeah, he was born on March 17th.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I was right. That's crazy.
Born in Charlottesville, Virginia.
I know he like looks like he's super young, so I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah.
To guess. Yeah, he met Charlie Sheen in high school. And in his autobiography called Stories I Only Tell My Friends, he wrote, "We were both nerds. He wanted to be a baseball player." Yeah, I was browsing Reddit earlier today, and someone put a quote from, what's his name? Oh my god. Christian Bale from American Psycho.
Yeah.
Like his morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
And the person's like, I read that in Chris Traeger's voice from Parks and Recreation, and it was just as fitting. And I was like, oh. And he's also in Super Troopers 2.
Ah, cool. So. Is he Canadian?
He is a Canadian.
Is he Canadian in real life? Or just
oh, no. He was born in Virginia.
He's in the movie, right?
In the movie.
I think he was in the trailer.
In the notes, we put him as, like, him and Tyler Labine both signed on at the same week.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh.
Got it. Cool.
We did know.
We did know. We just forgot.
Yeah. Because when I was searching through.
Yeah, his box office, I don't think I'm going to get. I don't know. I don't really know.
I forgot about that. You're lucky.
I don't really know his movies. I'm just curious, though. I want to know the answer, though. I can't even venture a guess because I don't really know. I know he's in West Wing and I know he's in Parks and Rec, but like that's where I know him from. I'm sure it was one of those 80s movies. But.
He did a cameo in a movie. He was in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in a cameo of the same character in this follow-up to that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the number... one movie.
Is it Zoolander? Was he in Zoolander?
He was not in Zoolander.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know what movies.
Okay, so number two is Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, not including the cameo, number one is Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. He was
the
younger number two. No, he was in the younger number two. Which
you're right.
Mike Myers gave to him.
Yeah, so he was
because
in
the first one was cut.
Got it.
And then he did a cameo in Goldmember.
Got it. Interesting.
Super Troopers 2 is currently at number 15.
On his most moving up the list. Right.
So. That's it for America's Sweetheart. Rob Lowe.
Sweet. Rob Lowe.
Even though he hates YouTube.
He hates YouTube?
Yeah, he thought it was a joke that the YouTubers were invited to the White House
when
Obama was president.
He sounds like he hates YouTubers, not YouTube.
Which is fitting.
Well, they're different things.
There's some YouTubers I hate because I'm like, why do you exist?
Yeah. I should just say good on them.
Yeah.
They found a way to find a following. It's pretty.
Yeah, so did Charles Manson.
True. That's, I say applaud him for that, too. That's pretty good. That is impressive. I mean, I'm not saying that he did good things with it, and some YouTubers don't do good things with it either.
But some YouTubers probably do great things with their followers.
Exactly.
This week in movies and now, Avengers Infinity War.
Boom!
Is anything bold enough to open up against this
movie? Everyone fled it. Amy Schumer fled it. Rampage fled it. They all ran away.
Are you sure?
Well, at least Amy Schumer did. Rampage was supposed to be last week, but then they moved even a week so we could have 2 weeks to itself. So everybody fled it. Because they're like, no, I'm not going against that one. That one's making all the money.
Yeah.
So why even bother?
I have like an optometry consultation tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In real life, this Monday. And on my sheet on the questionnaire, they're like, what, like, if you are a good if you qualify for the surgery, when do you want it?
Yeah.
And I was like, after May 27th, and I wanted to write when the new Star Wars movie comes out.
Oh yeah, after Solo. After Solo, a Star Wars
but
story.
I have to do the math on, I have to look at what movies are opening when, because it's like a 4 week recovery time.
Ah.
So I need to figure that out and see when there's a good 4 weeks I can miss.
The summer's not a good time, man.
I know.
Because like Incredibles comes out in June, I think.
Oh, that sucks. I'm going to have messed up. Yeah. Okay, I can miss the first week of June. Ocean's 8, I would like to see what... Incredibles 2 and Tag are opening against each other.
I think I'll see them both.
Yeah. And the new Superfly movie, opening that same weekend. And then Jurassic World. That's... I'm sure my eyes will be okay.
Yeah. But May is the big month.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about some trailers. Oh, Avengers Infinity War.
Yes, you've only seen one trailer?
Yeah.
We don't really need to talk about it. I mean, it's selling itself and...
We'll have seen it.
I'm impressed by the trailer.
Pretty much.
Today we're seeing
we're watching it today. Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about it till whenever we do a bonus spot. I'm sure we'll do probably a bonus spot. Yeah.
Lack of patience.
Yeah, I'm like, we got to talk about this right now.
Let's talk about trailers, though.
Yes.
I saw the first Purge trailer. I forgot to
put it
in there. Yeah, that's a long trailer, man. And this one seems like very... politically tinged.
Really? Like, wasn't the last one?
Well, no, because like this one is like, well, racially tinged as well. Because it's about like, it's like the government is like, this is the first purge and we're doing it so people
can this is like the first one.
Yeah.
The okay. It's not like that election one that happened. There was like an election year purge or whatever.
No,
that was the one before that.
This is the
first one. Yeah.
It's like a prequel.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like the idea. I look at the idea of all these purges. I've only seen the first one, and it wasn't that great, but I like the idea of them.
But in this one, it's like the government is having a purge, and then like someone in the FBI or something is like using soldiers to go in and like take out people that like they view as enemies.
That's smart.
But, like one of them, it's like, I think the movie is based around like these people that live in like a black area of the city, and they're like, dude, we need to defend ourselves. Like, we're not trying to fight.
Yeah.
And like they're sending in these soldiers, and one of the guys is like an ex-soldier. Mm-hmm. One of the black guys is an ex-soldier.
Yeah,
he's the one who's like figuring out this whole conspiracy. And Marissa Tomei is a psychiatrist who's like allowing the purge. And everything is just crazy.
That is crazy.
And it was like a 3-minute long trailer, and I'm like, oh my god, this trailer is so long.
This is like part of the movie. Right?
I'm like, this is unbearable. I didn't want to watch this before Super Troopers 2.
Wow, I didn't even know that trailer came out.
I'm like, why is my back so hot?
Is it heating up in here, or is it just me?
There was a Deadpool 2 trailer. I think I've seen
The final trailer.
Yeah,
really good. Are you sure you saw it? It was a really good trailer.
I think it's the one I saw before.
I really liked it.
Maybe I saw the same one over again.
This trailer totally sold me. I mean, I was kind of sold, but this trailer really sold me. I was like, man, you put jokes in here.
I think I saw I didn't see this one.
Yeah, this one's really good. I'm like, yeah, this is the movie I want to see. You should watch it.
Did you see the Juggernaut
I saw the Easter speculation egg? That some guy's punching the Juggernaut. Like, the Juggernauts in this movie is speculation.
Is this it?
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, no, I did not see this one.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Okay, I will watch it later.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty good. So I'm pretty much like, yeah, it sold me on the movie. I can't imagine the movie not being good after seeing this trailer, but that's how well I think this trailer did for me. Because it had, like, jokes I wanted. I'm like, it's just basically the way Deadpool was parodying, like, a superhero movie. It's, like, parodying a superhero team movie type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just, like, making fun of Josh Brolin. You want? Well, you'll watch the trailer.
I'll watch the trailer.
You don't want to hear the...
Not from you.
Okay.
You only hear it from...
But they're good!
You only hear it from Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, true. But, yeah, some making fun of Josh Brolin and stuff. And it's very fourth wall breaking and stuff.
Nice.
So, a lot of good stuff.
I saw trailers for The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Oh, yeah, I did. I saw this one, too.
With Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon.
Yes.
It looked all right.
Yeah. Could be funny.
Yeah. But I don't like how they, like, become master everything.
Yeah, why are they, like, they... Yeah, I thought they would be connected to the spy world somehow, but they're...
No, it's because, like, she dated a spy.
I know, but I didn't know why they become, like, almost spies.
Yeah, at the end, they're, like, shooting tactically.
Yeah. And I thought one of them should be a spy then.
Maybe we find that out at the end of the movie. Maybe
that's a twist, is one of them was a spy.
Like, you know.
Low-key. Something. Yeah. I don't know.
And then I saw the trailer for Can You Ever Forgive Me? And this is the new Melissa McCarthy movie.
Oh.
Where she's like an author who...
I did see this. Like, she goes back to school?
No.
What? Oh, that's another Melissa McCarthy movie.
Huh.
She's going back to school?
No.
Yeah, it's a different movie. That's trailer crazy. I saw. What movie is that called?
This one, she's an author whose last book fails and no one wants to publish her books. So she's like going through trying to sell... old famous like first edition prints and stuff, and then she finds a letter from an author and she tries to sell that, but the person's like, oh, this isn't that exciting. So she goes in and manually edits the letter and like forges it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just starts selling forgeries of letters from famous authors, of like crazy stuff that she made up.
Yeah.
And then she goes in with this British guy. He's a British actor. He was the dad, I think, in Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's really famous.
I know that guy. I don't know his name, though.
I keep thinking Cary Elwes or somewhere. I can't get his name out of my head now. And then she gets caught because he sells her out.
Okay, the one, Life of the Party is the one I was thinking of. Where she's like has to go back to school or something,
mm-hmm.
and then her daughter's in college or something. It looked like a Goofy movie too to me. What it looked like, we're in like in a Goofy movie too. Goofy goes back to college. I think they ripped the plot from that movie. That's what I think happened.
Nope. What's that guy's name? God dang! What's his name? Maybe it's not him at all. He was in Love Actually, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the same guy in Shaun of the Dead. Is it Bill Nighy?
Yeah, I don't think he's actually in that movie.
Oh,
I
he's
think
not in
that. Someone that looks like him.
Old British white dude.
I swear it's him, though. It looked just like him. It's not him.
No, some other guy.
How weird. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Nothing on Netflix.
Nope.
Today? Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.